Fast Freddy, Knorr, and Southwick. Hey, I thought you couldn't ride sand. You used to tell me how you can't ride sand. But 8th overall today, ran up front in the first moto, and you even did it with some guy's practice motor. Nice job.
Yeah, thank you. I've always struggled a little bit with sand in the past, and last year coming here, I just started riding better in sand. I did some studying, like watching GoPros from some fast guys, and I learned a lot from just seeing what they're doing and hearing how they ride their motor and everything. And I feel pretty comfortable in the sand right now. I wouldn't say that I'm a bad sand rider. I still prefer dirt or like a nice clay, good rut stuff. But no, I'm getting better, and so that's a good thing. And then it's been a hectic day for sure, crazy day.
Tell us what happened a little bit with your motor.
Yeah, well, actually, we can go back a little bit. So. Okay. We had a Tristan Titus, a guy from Kentucky. He was bringing my bike here for me, my race bike, Buddy Brooks, from Buddy Brooks. And his turbo on his truck blew up. So he got here late, like super late yesterday. Yep. We couldn't go through tech. So we had to do tech this morning. And so we thought, like, oh, man, that's a whole thing.
Right.
I have to go through tech 7 in the morning. And all of that. And then, fourth lap, we had a little bit of a bike issue where Chris Makuta, awesome guy over here in the privateer pits, he let me borrow his practice bike motor.
Yeah.
So it's pretty cool. We took it off of his, took it out of his practice frame and put it in my frame. So I could do the motos. I missed second practice. I only did like four laps of practice and then just straight into the motos. But it was good. I had a really good start that first moto. And I got the corner good. And I was second. And I was going a little bit wild. I weren't really necessarily riding super fast. Mm-hmm. I was just kind of like just riding kind of stupid.
Yeah.
And then I got passed by a bunch of guys. And then I kind of settled down a little bit. And then, finished eighth, which was super, super good. Yeah. I'm pumped on that. And then second moto had a good start, and then I actually stalled the bike coming into the corner, and then just tipped over. So I was last, and then I was feeling really good. Adrian at show, I did some suspension stuff before that moto that was for sure a lot better, and found a good flow and could get up to 10th. So. It's awesome. God got a plan for me, and sometimes I can't see where that's going, but I'm for sure blessed, and all these great people behind me. It's kind of amazing how this day ended up after how it started. So
your mechanic is the true hero of the day. That's for sure.
Yeah, he's been going nonstop since this morning. Tyler and Allen. Yeah, it's from starting with the practice, pushing up the hill. It's been crazy, but everyone's been helping out. Tyler's done a great job today, wrenching, and Amy's done a great job, and the Mostmans were helping me take my bike to the rounds now, and just all my sponsors and everyone. It's really good, so I'm pumped.
Have you been, let's catch up to the season as a whole. We're halfway through. You're consistently the top sort of privateer guy every week. As a whole, have you been happy with your year?
I feel like I'm starting to be where I need to be or what I should be with my results. Mm-hmm. Obviously, I want to always be better than what I'm doing, but the first rounds have, it's been good. I've been happy. I've been consistent, but I haven't really been where I wanted to be as far as the results go. So it's nice now mid-season that it's starting to be a little bit better results, being top 10. Both motos today was really good, so I'm happy with that. But in general, it's actually I looked at the numbers when we're actually having the best season so far as far as
points going, even
though I'm not, I'm a little further down in the standings as far as my points, having a good season. So,
well, nice work today. 40-hour-old practice motor starts running up front. Nice job, Fast Freddy.
Thank you.